Here's a thought I'll title Photography and My Morning Coffee Routine. I'm a believer in habits. I believe they can be good, and I believe they can be bad. You can develop bad habits that get in the way of, well, life, let alone photography. Or we can specifically and purposely cultivate good habits that support our life and our photography. And I guess the most important part of that is making conscious decisions about how we spend our time and what habits we choose to cultivate. I've cultivated one that begins every single morning, because every day when I wake up, one of the first things I do is make coffee. It's just part of my regular routine. And if I don't have my morning coffee, it's just not a day that started correctly. So what do? I make coffee, and then I sit down with that first cup of coffee, and the habit that I've developed is to, at that point, start thinking about photography. I don't sit in front of the computer. I don't play around in Lightroom or Photoshop. That's an activity I save for later. But with that morning cup of coffee, I find that first half hour or so, when the house is quiet and when I'm not quite fully awake, I find that to be an ideal time to think about photography, to brainstorm projects, and even visualize specific images that I might want to work on, images that perhaps I just recently captured and I'm stewing on what to do with them. Or maybe I think of new keywords that I want to add to a certain group of images. Or most frequently, with those first sips of coffee, I start thinking about project ideas. Maybe a title will pop into my head, or a sentence, or a paragraph, or the concept of a project that I haven't yet identified. And I'll think, oh, that could be interesting. So I make a note to look in my Lightroom catalog the next time I'm in front of the computer and start populating a collection with images that might fit that new idea. The key in all of that is the notes. I don't spend that time with that morning cup of coffee working on images, but rather working on ideas, and that means thoughts and words. And so I have with me at all times the ability to take notes, where I can jot down ideas or fleeting phrases that I might use in a project or some text somewhere. It's my note-taking time. It's my brainstorm time. And there's all kinds of ways to do that. My preferred method is to do it on my smartphone because it's always with me, using a program called OneNote, but I know things like Evernote work just as well. But in OneNote, the nice thing I like about that piece of software is when I capture an idea or a question or a phrase or a potential title or maybe a topic for Here's a Thought, I can jot it down in OneNote on my phone, and it will automatically synchronize through the cloud to OneNote on my computer, so that when I actually do sit down in front of the computer and do some work, all my notes are there. People will often ask me how I'm so productive. Well, just imagine how productive the possibilities become if you start every day with that morning cup of coffee and half an hour, or maybe even as much as an hour, just thinking about photography and what you want to do and how you want to do it and capturing ideas and brainstorms and questions. That's my morning coffee routine. And as I look back on that routine over the last, well, basically 30 years, what I find is the accumulation of all of that effort becomes the foundation of what is essentially the rest of my creative life. Which leads to a kind of an interesting question, and that is, if I didn't sit down with that first cup of coffee and dedicate the first half an hour or so of my life to photography, when else in the day would I find the time, particularly on a regular basis, when would I find the time to think about ideas and what I might want to do creatively? For me, the easiest way to make sure that I maintain that momentum is to use that time that I otherwise might spend reading the newspaper or watching YouTube videos or something else that's not productive in my creative endeavors. It's that commitment to every day, one way or another, that really enhances the productivity of our creative efforts.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.